expert Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
All right, we might have to change that opening, Dwayne. I've learned a lot from you over the years at the garden show.
You're past the produce department.
Well, that's good to know.
Oh, you're doing good, Paul. I'm impressed.
Every time. I was in your store in Dawson, the Heather Nursery store last week, and man, the greenhouse looks great there, Dwayne.
And you should see, yesterday we got our tropical plants in. It is, you're going to have to do a luau in there now.
Tropical plants? Like, what tropical plants?
Tropical plants like you would see if you went on vacation, you know, down to the Caribbean, like hibiscus, diplodenas, and mandevillas, and...
Okay.
We got our Boston ferns in, and so it's a lot of color in there now, and it was a lot of color when you were here last week, and it's ready to go. That's what we put on the internet this morning, or, you know, Facebook, that it's gardening time, and we're ready to go. We're getting a little moisture here today, so that helps everything out.
That's right. And what was your grandmother always told you, don't complain about moisture, even if we get...
Oh, my dad. My dad did.
Oh, your dad, okay.
Never complain about the rain.
No matter how much, huh?
Well, we've had a couple times too much, but in general, out in our area here in Lac Parle County, we need the rain.
Right.
It's dry out there, so let it rain today.
Okay. All right, so Dwayne, let's open up, first of all, we'll open up our phone lines for any lawn or garden questions you have for Dwayne, 320-598-7301, that's 598-7301, Chris will take your call and give us the questions here, or you can email them over at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
You know, we've been raising petunia. It's called a crazy tunia. It's a petunia that has some have spots on them, some have stripes on them, and some you don't even know what they're going to look like. And so they're called crazy tunias, and they sure are pretty. And if you want to see something crazy and wild, come and look at the crazy tunias.
Do they come in different colors?
All different colors. There's one called Frisky Purple. It's purple with yellow stripes through it. It's pretty cool. There's one called Moonstruck. It's purple on the outside and looks like a moon in the middle.
Oh.
And then there's one called Midnight that is a dark, dark purple and then has, like, stars on it. It has spots on it. Looks like stars. They come in burgundy and purple. They're all different, and they're really cool.
Okay. So you really don't know what you're going to get when you plant one, or what?
They're in bloom now, but there's one called TikTok, and all the flowers are different. Some are yellow with red stripes, some are red with yellow stripes, and you're going to get.
Okay, cool.
But you can see, you know, you can see the plants now because they're blooming, and so that's kind of fun, something different.
Okay. Yeah, we posted a picture of it on our KLQP Facebook page if you want to look at that.
There was one there that was violet with a little darker violet star in it. And that's kind of cool.
Okay. Once again, that phone number to call, a lawn or garden. I know a lot of people have lawns, 320-598-7301. Dwayne, what's our horticultural concern of the week?
Well, I think there's a lot of concern, but it's still the lawns, like we just said. They just aren't reacting. We haven't had a lot of moisture and haven't had a real lot of heat, and they're kind of sitting there, and, you know, it was in the spring they looked their worst, but not looking good. This open winter that we had, I don't think was good for the lawns and a lot of perennials and other plants. You might need to reseed some of your lawns.
Mm.
So what I would do is get your lawn mowed, get it cleaned up, maybe dethatch it, try to get some of that dead grass out of there, and then start putting your fertilizer on there. And if you put crabgrass preventer, you can't seed it, so you got to make a choice there. But you should get a fertilizer on there this spring, and that should happen pretty soon.
All right, a little discussion my wife and I had. some neighbors were mowing the lawn the other day, and my wife loves to mow lawn. That's her thing. So she goes, I think I'm going to go out and mow the lawn. I said, no, just let it grow a little more, you know. So when's the correct time for the first cut of the season? Do you want your grass to grow real long, or does it matter?
Well, I think you should get it cleaned up and get that the dead thatch out of there, the dead grass out of there. So,
yeah, she did that, but I think we could let the grass grow a little longer before you mow it, huh?
You've got it cleaned up.
She did.
If she needs practice, she can come to my house. Yeah, you can mow it a little higher, but you know, usually you mow your grass a little higher because it gets warm out, and you want the shade of the blades of the grass to protect the roots. So you don't want to ever scalp your lawn. If you're going to scalp it, you probably scalp it now to get some of that dead grass out of there.
Okay.
But yeah, you can let it.
All right.
But if she likes to mow, let her mow.
All right. Yeah, so, she loves to mow.
We better answer our questions that we have gotten in.
Yeah, we got an email question here.
Yep.
It says, can I plant new perennials now or wait for warmer temps?
Well, perennials are, they're, we have another question coming up about sensitive plants. Perennials are pretty hardy. You know, they come up early in the spring, so you can plant your perennials now. Some of your sensitive annuals, you know, like we were talking about tomatoes or begonias or impatiens that have a higher water content, they'll freeze out there yet. And I think it's next, I don't know if it's Tuesday, that's supposed to get cold out again. And so if you have some of your plants out that are the sensitive plants, I wouldn't plant them yet. But you can plant, like, petunias outside because they like it cool. And but
can you plant when it's a little warmer?
Yeah, problem is you can't have that one night that goes down to 32 and you have a sensitive plant out there.
Okay.
It'll freeze. Even if it's 80 degrees that day and it gets down cold, you know, you might need to cover some of your plants up.
Okay. Well, talk about sensitive plants. We do have a question. It says, is it too early to plant your sensitive plants? And my question on that is, what's a sensitive plant?
You know, there is such a thing as a sensitive plant, but I don't think that's what the question's referred to. And I would say sensitive to the cold temperatures. You know, impatience is an example of a sensitive plant that has a high water content. If you had that out and it got close to freezing, that would die. It would freeze out and you wouldn't. But then if you planted a cabbage plant that likes it cool outside, you wouldn't have any problems. Actually, it's good to be planting some of these cool crops, or cold crops they're called, you know, like your potatoes can be planted out there. Your onions can be planted now. Cabbage, like we were saying, but I wouldn't be planting your tomatoes yet. They like it hot. Sweet potato plants, they like it hot. If you planted them out now, they wouldn't even make it when it's 50 degrees out.
So, okay.
A bit more sensitive to the temperature is what we're saying.
Okay. All right. Hey, before I forget, it's May Day today. May baskets. You still can get a May basket at Heather, I bet, huh?
You bet. I know Madison made up a lot of May baskets, so we can make a little May basket. Kind of cool tradition, and you could do that. Get a little basket with flowers in and give it to your sweetheart.
Yeah, I wonder what we used to do when I was little. We used to make a little May basket with some candy and then put it in a neighbor's door and ring the doorbell and run. And then they were supposed to chase you or something like that.
Well, and now we eat the candy and don't run.
That's true, Dwayne.
Yeah. It's how funny how time changes us.
Yep. All right. Another question here, and I think this is a good one. How do plants absorb minerals from the soil, Dwayne? How do plants absorb minerals from the soil?
You know, I think we started this. We probably didn't finish that question. But it's, I talk about that when I talk about earth elements. Earth elements have a lot of minerals in it, a lot of fertilizer in it, okay? And the way it was created, the way God created it, was that the bacteria break down the minerals, they actually die, and the fungi eat the minerals, eat the bacteria, and then feeds it to the plant and trades it for the sugars in the plant, the glucose in the plant. So there's an exchange between the bacteria, fungi, and the plant to break down the minerals, and that's how the plant gets fed, is by those little creatures in the soil. And so in Earth Elements, we put the minerals, and we also grow beneficial bacteria and beneficial fungi and spray it onto the fertilizer, so it's there. It'll break the fertilizer down in the ground and feeds the minerals to the plants.
That's right, because plants are living. What do you always say there, Dwayne? Plants are living.
Well, they're living, but the creatures in the soil is living. Okay, you got to have very active living soil. And we create a product called BioMomentum, which is the beneficial fungi and beneficial bacteria in the soil. And you can spray that on your plants with a fertilizer, and it's in your plants within seconds. And so you can fertilize your plants really quick. But you need to have beneficial fungi and beneficial bacteria in your soil to break up the nutrients in the soils to, I don't know if feed is the right word, but to get it to your plants so your plants will grow.
Okay. And you have all that at Heather Nursery, don't you?
Yes, we do. And the reason that you want the minerals in the soil and Earth Elements is because the minerals are fed through the fungi to the plant, and the plant puts it in your actual tomato or actual squash or the part that you eat, and so then you get the minerals, and that's what it's all about, is to have healthy vegetables and fruits, and so when you eat them, they're good for you.
All right, one more question. We're kind of running out of time. Man, time goes fast. This person says, I want to plant cabbage. People tell me timing is everything when planting cabbage. So what's the ideal time to plant cabbage?
Cabbage is a cool or cold season plant. It likes it when it's cooler out. And so you could plant cabbage now because it's resistant to the cool. It actually will grow better in the cool than when it gets real hot. You don't, again, it's a sensitive thing again. It doesn't like it hot, hot, hot. You know, if you think about it, cabbage will crack when it gets too hot. So cool weather is good for cabbage. So we have like four different kinds of cabbage. We have purple cabbage and a golden acre cabbage and then stonehead cabbage. And so good time to plant your cabbage. So you can start planting some of your garden.
All right, real good, Dwayne. Well, what's happening at Heather Nursery and Floral there in Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison?
Well, it's garden time, okay? Garden, lawn, it's horticulture time. So the greenhouses are full. You know, you can start planting that. Get your Earth Elements out there. Get some of your cold season plants planted. And if you want a touch of spring or touch of the tropics, come and look at our crazy tunias or our tropical plants. It's kind of cool. Come and smell the flowers.
Yeah, I saw Randy over there. Monty has a good selection of trees.
Oh, yeah, we got lots of trees, and we got a big shipment of trees coming in this week. So got trees and shrubs and perennials and annuals and grass seed and fertilizer and hopefully the knowledge that we can tell you how to use it right.
All right. And the greenhouses are open, right?
The greenhouses are open, and they're full. We need some to go out so I have more room to grow some more.
All right, Dwayne, thank you very much, and you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
You too. Thank you, Paul. Have a great day.
That's Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery and Floral, and that's another garden show for this week.